All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. This is a special podcast because we have Samuel Larson.
That's right. One of the two winners of season one of The Glee Project and
dual
winners. He... supremely talented, supremely kind.
I always knew he was going to win. I got to say, I knew he was going to win.
I'm very foggy from that time.
Mm-hmm. I knew he was going to win.
We were ushered in and out of the Glee Project so quickly.
It's so true. But I just knew. I knew.
I'm excited for everyone to hear his sort of take on coming into the Glee Project, because I think that was fascinating.
Yes.
Not totally. His first rodeo, you know?
No.
I want to interview everyone from the Glee Project because I'm fascinated by this. Because we knew nothing about it, really.
No, we're only getting the inner workings through Damien and Samuel and maybe Alex one day.
Yes, exactly. Okay, without further ado, here is Samuel Larson. Thanks for joining us.
It was good to see you at the strike for a second.
Yeah,
picket lines.
Yes, we had to do our duty, right?
We did. Yeah,
that was really nice. That was like such a good, let me just start off morbid for a second. A lot of times we've gotten together recently, it's not for like good news.
Yeah.
And so like to get together for the strike was like a really nice
positive, corrective experience.
We're doing our part.
Yeah, everyone was there. It was cool.
Yes. Yeah.
You're
like, give me jobs. Let's go back.
Remember us?
Well, it's really good to have you. We're so excited to talk to you about all things Glee. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm doing awesome. I'm loving where I'm at in life. How about you guys?
Oh, it's so nice to hear. Yeah.
Doing okay.
Same. We get to see Jenna every week, which is really nice.
Yeah. Just force Kevin to work with me so we can hang out. Let's get into this, all of this.
So we started season three recently, rewatching season three. And so you come up and so does Damien. And it was just so lovely seeing both of you come on. And we've talked about it with any new person that comes into the show of how daunting and crazy that must have been. But you were so good and had such a great storyline that first episode. Let's talk about, before that, how the hell the Glee Project happened. What was that journey like?
Well, for me, I don't know if you guys remember, I had gone up for Cord's role.
Yes.
Yeah,
did you meet Cord during that? Did you see him at all during that process?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
That's yeah, so there funny. Was a... They had done some sort of like MySpace mm-hmm. Glee audition mm-hmm. thing
yep.
where you had to submit a video. You just like sing and talk about yourself. And I was like, I told my mom about it and I was like, nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to do it. And she was literally like, here's my camera. You're not allowed to go out until you make this video.
Aww.
And yeah, good mom. And she, yeah. I made the video and there was like some sort of deadline you would hear by and I didn't hear anything. And I was like, see, told you nothing would happen. And then I get this Facebook message from Fox and they're like, hey, we're trying to find you. And I'm like, I'm right
Fox
here.
Showing up in the DMs.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm right here. So I called the number and I was just like, hey, it's Samuel. They're like, Samuel who? And I'm like, Samuel Larson. They're like, oh my God. They start freaking out. I get Robert Ulrich on the phone. And the next day I was at Fox like auditioning. And I remember I was like the only one going up for it that didn't have an agent. So Robert gave me his agent, who's still my agent now, Ro. And,
oh my God.
Really, yeah, it was incredible. And then the callback was a couple of days later, there was like six of us. And in that yeah. room was everyone, Ryan and Ian and Brad. It was really intimidating. Mm-hmm. I kind of blacked out. I just kind of did my thing. Mm. And then, yeah. I mean, I kind of knew I wasn't going to get it because he's a,
really?
You know, Sam's a quarterback and I came in with like dreadlocks and like 12 necklaces on. And I remember Robert was like, please button the bottom button on your shirt. Cause I was always had that open.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to get this one.
You're always very you, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
I couldn't help it. But he did call me afterwards and was like, there's always new characters. Just hang on. I know you have this new agent now. Like just wait.
Mm.
And then I moved to LA and like maybe 9 months later or something, I get the email about Glee Project and I was so pissed. I was pissed off. I was like, there was six of us. And right. now you want me to you jump to into this whole thing? And they're like, mm-hmm. don't worry about it. We'll throw you in when there's like 200 people left. And I'm like, 200 people?
I would have been pissed. Yeah.
I
already got that. I already did this.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, I was this close. And now you want me to, yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah. But so I was like really mad and I had like the contract. I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then I was like, well, I'd be stupid not to do it. And like the deadline to mail it in was really close. And I looked at the address of where I'd be mailing it to. And it was literally two blocks away from me. So I signed it all and I walked it over. And
no
that's
way.
Funny. Now, we did were. You watch Glee? Did you watch it consistently or had you just heard of it when you were going to submit this tape? The initial tape?
It was my favorite show. I watched it every single week. I remember my friend Olivia showed it to me. It blew my mind because it was so camp and like a comic book and it was edgy, even though it was camp. It was like, I just immediately was like, I get what's going on here.
Mm.
Yeah, you understood it better than we probably did at the time.
Yeah. A comic book is a really great way to describe it.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very
yeah.
good.
I knew I was like, I want to get there, you know?
Wow. Well, okay. So you did the Glee Project. Now, what was that like? Because yeah, we talked to Damien about it and we got to understand a little bit more of the inner workings. Obviously we came in and like, you know, did our little judging and got out, but you know, mm-hmm. tell us more about that experience for you.
Well, but also the thing is like Damien beforehand had sort of a career, was on tour and doing like, what were you doing? I guess, you know, pre being on that, because you obviously came in and were very much like you sounded like an artist, like you had been doing this for a long time. Like when we met you, it was like, oh, this dude is like the real deal, like a real thing. Were you mm-hmm. doing all of that pre, like, were you trying to be an actor? Were you trying to be an artist? Like, what was the
I had done like acting stuff as a kid, and I think the rejection when you're a child, you just don't get it. But I always liked, and I always played music. I'd like been the singer of a few bands and like did some solo stuff. I was very into making music. I had just done season 9 of American Idol, like right before Glee Project.
That's right.
That's part of the reason I didn't want to do it, is I was like, right. I was just on a reality show. Like, what am I just going to hop around and do reality shows the rest of my life? And and that's why I went in so determined too. I was like, okay, I have to win this one.
And I imagine that having that experience, where American Idol is 10 times, you know, whatever the Glee Project probably was. So
gotta be prepared for sure.
Exactly. Like if you can do that, then like Glee Project, no big deal.
Yeah. It was also kind of nice to like, I mean, season 9 of that show, I could see how unoiled of a machine season 1 of Glee Project was. I was like, these guys don't really know what they're doing.
Oh yeah.
It was, you could tell they were figuring it out as we went. Like we showed up when there was the 12 of us, right? We were just in this camp in like Glendale.
Yeah.
They took all our phones. They took everything, which is actually kind of a blessing because we had zero distractions. We had like a little MP3 player with whatever we were working on. And it was great to just hyper-focus. I appreciate that. But yeah, I remember we had like the weekends off and we could go to the mall, and I saw like Damien in Rolling Stone magazine, and I'm like, what? I was like, dude, you're already there, man. Like,
that's not really fair. Funny.
And we would like YouTube interviews with Brian about Glee Project, and he was starting to say things like, there might be more than one winner. We're like, ooh, we were getting little hints. And,
Right.
Oh, it was great. Gosh.
So you enjoyed the experience then? Because there were some words that Damien used about, you know, it feeling like kind of like a pressure cooker there. It was very competitive. Everybody really wanted it. Like, what was your kind of mindset in it? Because you obviously wanted to win it because you had done reality before.
Yeah, I definitely had a different mentality than everyone else. And it was because of American Idol. Like, American Idol really crushed me. And I went in like, this is not for fun. We're not making friends. We're getting a job. And like, you know, people would get sent home and people would be crying. And I'd be like, this is great for me. Like, I'm fine with this. And even at the end.
Another one down.
Like, yeah. I was like, I just went through this. They'll be fine. You know?
Right.
I wanted it so bad. Like I remember even at the end before, like they were going to choose the winner that day, the producers pulled me aside. We're like, hey, Samuel, like, just have perspective, okay? This isn't everything. Like, don't do anything stupid if you don't get it. And I'm like, guys, I'm gonna get it. It's fine. Don't worry.
Wow.
I was so determined. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did it feel like along the way, like, did you feel like, okay, I got this in the bag. Like, I'm the front runner. Like, I'm the one to beat.
It definitely vacillated for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have someone like Alex there who can just sing anything, and then you start hearing how much they loved Damien. There's definitely moments where I was like, I am not the best one here. It wasn't until the very end that I was like, I think I could do this, maybe. They had to be something beyond just like singing or like just talent. It had to be an energy that I needed to tap into.
I mean, I remember when we showed up to do that, I remember thinking how different all of you were from one another.
Yes.
It's like, this is in a great way. Like Robert was such a pro at putting, like you put all of us together in the beginning of the show, of everyone is incomparable in that way. Everyone has their own, like I said, like you were so uniquely you. So was Damien. So was Alex. So was everybody.
That's why they put them all on the show. You know what I mean? That's why they put you guys all on the show. Cause you could all on your own, you know, shine your own light.
Yeah.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When I came in for the episode in your competition, I remember them saying Samuel won the last three. because I did want to pick you.
Nice. And awesome.
I did. And they had said, you know, Samuel has won the last three. And I was like, oh, you want me to pick somebody else because I'm going to pick Samuel and you want somebody else so that it's not just an obvious win.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, okay, front runner.
Right.
I had a strategy when I did it. I did. I noticed that like everyone was just coming in singing their highest notes and dancing the hardest they possibly could. And I was like, you're going to run out of tricks. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, how can I do just good enough to make it through, but not so good that they're like,
wow, you know,
just skating by as long as I could. And then when they were like, hey man, we need more. I was like, oh, there's more.
I love this gameplay.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I know you didn't want to do reality shows, but now I need to see you on like that show Traitors or something. Like I want to see you.
Big Brother. Yeah, like the
work
Big Brother
a system because you got that shit down. How old are you?
I was doing 19. Wow. Yeah.
Smart. Wise beyond your years because you exactly knew how to play this.
Yeah, well, it worked.
I mean, that was the other thing. Like when some people, you could see sort of like the fear of God in their eyes and they're performing. Or some people were more prone to like I'm really good. I can just sort of phone it in a bit. And then so I do think everyone did have their different levels of professionalism or lack thereof. And that's probably why we all kept picking you as the winner every week, because you were like so solid.
Well, thank you. That's cool.
Well, you won.
You won. And then they said Damien was winning too. How did you feel?
I felt amazing because Damien and I, like, I felt like I didn't have to go in through it alone. Mm-hmm. I remember even saying backstage, like, I just liked how humble Damien was the whole time. He was a really humble guy. And I remember before they even announced the winner, I was like, dude, if it's not me, like, I hope it's you. I remember I told him that. But then we both win and he joined so much quicker than I did.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, hey guys, what's going on?
Were you worried?
I thought they changed their mind. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would too.
I didn't come in till the 14th episode. I'm like calling Robert, like, just tell me, did they change their mind or something?
Oh God, that has to be so terrifying.
Oh yeah, and then I show up and Damien's already like great friends with you guys. I'm like, hey, I just got here. Yeah, I was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a lot of thoughts in that time. Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, you did. You joined an episode. And you came in as Teen Jesus. What did you think of that first storyline? Were you just stoked to have anything like to be joining the show?
I was just stoked to be there and so nervous to be there. And I think there was always this, I'm sure you could tell, like, behind the scenes, like, there was always that character was very much me in high school and having moved to LA and like finally like not at home. I wanted to really be myself. Mm. And I was always edging for like, oh, come on, I want to be who I am currently, not who I was. Mm-hmm. So I was always trying to be more edgy outside of work than in work. But yeah, I was just happy to be there. I was happy to have a character that was like touching on some real stuff. You know what I mean? That I liked for sure.
That first episode was so great with that, the club and all of you like talking about religious things and like, can we sing to Santana? And Brittany and all, I was like, what a way to just throw them into the deep end.
Step
because
right in.
Like, we have all these Christian groups mad at us and we're going to put you in front of them. Good luck.
I was so happy to do that because it was real. It was something real that like people needed to talk about, not just, hey, here I am. It was like, yes, we get to, there's a message here that I liked. Yeah.
Right.
Especially coming from someone like you were an actual fan of the show. How was it in the beginning than to like do scenes like that with like Amber and them who you'd like watched for a couple years?
It was so scary. I remember my first scene, I didn't even know that I was doing it till I saw the episode, but like that first scene in the God Squad, I'm just like spitting out my lines so fast, like, don't mess up. And then Ryan comes out of nowhere and is like, you're doing great. And I'm like, oh God, he's watching. I'm like, it was just so scary. And like, you guys were all there, like real. And it was so wild. It definitely took me a minute to settle in.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
In the same.
Mean, were we nice?
Oh, yeah.
I hope we were. You can be honest. So.
Yeah.
No, you guys were very nice. You guys were super nice. And also, like, I just thought you guys were so cool. And that's one
Are
thing
Are you
that
kidding
I,
me?
Oh, yeah.
God. I was intimidated by your coolness. You were so cool. You would, like, hang out in the base camp just, like, with your necklaces and shit. Like, who's this kid? Why is he so, like, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm a clown and this kid's like over here, like, your voice was so cool, like this rasp, like when you sing, I was like, why doesn't my voice sound like that?
Well,
you know, it was a mutual love
of that.
And
it's cool to have an opportunity to tell you guys this too, because it's like after the fact, but like the whole time I was just like, oh, they'll never know how much I love them and how much I think they're so good. Like, I don't want a fanboy on my own set, but I was just the whole time watching, I was just like, I am such a fan of everyone. Yeah.
So nice.
You did do a good job of like, because I didn't know you were, I would have not known you were like a big fan in that way.
Yes. You played it very cool.
Yeah.
You're a really good actor.
Yeah. I will take lessons at some point.
No, I can imagine though that being so difficult, like just being such a huge fan of a show that you watch and then like stepping in. Like, I saw Spring Awakening for the first time on Broadway and like, that it like blew my mind, and not for one second did I think like, oh, I'm going to be in that show one day. Never in my million years did I ever consider it. It was like, it's just one of those shows that I was like, and they're not going to put an Asian girl on the German show. Like, it's crazy. And then when I got the part, it was like, I was like, oh, this is like the cast of Broadway right now. Like, it was terrifying. And thank God I knew like Leah and everybody, you know, a few of them in there. But I understand. So I'm glad we were nice to you, because
you guys were great.
Who knows where we were?
Yeah,
that was when we really started to hit our breaking points. And obviously, like, you were there with us. Like, some of those days and some of those moments were just so rough. And so we all started to, like, the wheels started to come off, and it was really strange at times. So, and my memory is like, doesn't fully serve me as like to where I was emotionally to other people as well.
Yeah, it is it's a scary thing to like imagine, because in my head, I'm like, I think we were nice to the newer people coming on, but it's like, we all had bad days and stuff. And so like, you don't know if your first day, like, maybe I was in a foul mood and that was the impression you got. And it's like, you just never know those things. Well, like Jenna was saying, when she got into Spring Awakening, having people she knew, like Leo, how big was having Damien there with you? And who's somebody who had already started? Like, did he like give you the
DL?
Yeah, on like what the deal was?
You know, it was really good to have him there. Yeah, because we had this whole experience together. Him and I knew what we were feeling. We were guests in your guys' house. That was very humbling for us, for me. But yeah, him starting sooner, I show up to set, he's already been to parties with you guys. He's already like, has all this rapport with everyone. And I was like, I'm an outsider again with my own kind. that was a little hard.
Yeah.
And then also, just to touch on this, I remember they told me I was going to start in episode 13, which was the Michael Jackson tribute.
Oh,
and I was so pumped.
Yes.
I love Michael.
I remember talking to you about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you coming in at some point, you're like, I'm so pissed because I really want to do that Michael episode. I was like, and we needed you. You would have been great.
I know.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But it makes sense. I mean, how are they going to introduce me in that episode? That's hard.
Right. There was barely enough time for any of the music. So yeah. It's true. They'd be like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
So he sounds like Michael.
It was so exciting and so humbling. And like, yeah, for it took a long time. It was, there were so many like polarizing feelings going on at the same time. You know, like, I'm on this big like production, but I still have like remnants of my old life, like my beat up car I would show up in. And I'm just like, I have these ties to like, this is new, this is where I was. And
yeah,
it was just a whirlwind for sure.
I think that's a really important thing to mention. I think nowadays, because of the strike, people outside of the entertainment business are starting to learn about the disparity between some of those things, where you see people on a show and you're like, oh, they must be immediately rich and famous and their life must be completely different. But for all of us, like, we all came, like, I was driving around a totaled car for most of the first season while we were filming Glee. And I think that's an important thing to remind people of. Like, people normally, it takes so long to get anything. And then when you do, you've usually amassed some sort of debt.
Yeah.
And it takes time to get these checks and pay back all the debts you owe and all of that. But you're on TV already. And during Glee, it's like you're in front of 10 million people, 6 million people, whatever it is, every single week all of a sudden.
Right.
And so, like, you go out and are viewed by the outside world one way. But like you said, like, then you get into your like old beat up car and go home to this apartment you just got because you just moved to LA.
Right.
And it's a really weird, like, mindfuck. Complete mindfuck.
Oh, yeah. Like, no middle ground, just complete opposite side of the spectrum.
I was talking to, I have a friend who's on a Netflix show currently, a really big Netflix show. And I did that thing where I was like projecting. I was like, oh, well, he's on like one of the biggest Netflix shows. He must be. And then he was like talking about all of that stuff, the life stuff. I was like, right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You do 10 episodes a season or 12 That's episodes, or like whatever it is.
That's it.
Like, okay. Yeah. Because you see these people like flying around the world to like go to fashion shows and do these things. And you're like, oh, but you're still like, we're out here struggling.
Figuring out. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, why there was a strike.
Exactly. But I think it's important to talk about too. Especially you had to go through the first thing of auditions, final six didn't get it. After doing a reality show, then you get put on another reality show.
Yeah. People are like, here he is. And I'm like, you have no idea.
Like, you've already been on TV for a hot minute. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe that was good though. There was definitely a lot of preparation in that.
To the journey.
I think if you can take away. Yeah, if you can take away those positive things, which sounds like you did, then, and you have like a level head, which you've always had, then I think it is a benefit to be able to like go through those things and withstand them and come out on the other end of them better for it. Because not everybody, I think most people probably don't, because reality shows can break you, I think. Mm-hmm. And you seem to be come out of it and be like, I got a strategy.
Yeah, man. I remember like it was like the last week of the first week on Glee Project, and just seeing everyone go so freaking hard, and I'm like, they're messing up. That this they're done. Like that's like you can't do that for 2 months, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
How do you feel like looking back on the show, on Joe's arc of the season that you were on?
Well, you did a lot of episodes.
Two seasons. How do you feel about the arc of the character? Do you feel like you were utilized in all the ways you could have been? Were you just still kind of like happy to be there by season four? Like what was that for you in hindsight now?
I mean, season three, I was just, so happy to be there. Really liked that I had a very important message with my storyline. I was like, that is so cool. I get to be a part of such a great message and open some eyes to how things should be, how things ought to be. And, but I didn't get any solo. Like I never had a song that was just mine.
So yeah. Crazy.
How did that crazy. Happen?
I don't know.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm always going to frame it in the most empowering way I can. Maybe that's why I'm supposed to make and put out music now, because now you can, if you want to hear me do a solo, you can hear my music.
That's right. But, I'll be pissed for you.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
It was interesting not ever having a solo. I just had so many ideas of what I wanted to do. And I remember when season 4 came around, I had so many ideas of what I wanted the character to be. And like, I would pitch it to like Brad and stuff. And they'd just be like, yeah, okay. They wouldn't do it. And by then I was just kind of there.
Right.
And now I'm kind of like, I'm seeing everyone doing solos and I'm like, oh, I can do this. Give me a chance to do this.
Like,
I can
put me in, coach.
Yes. Yeah. I know I can, like, I just knew I was made to do this. And, and then I get, you know, I didn't know how good I had it for sure, because there was definitely a time there where I was like, man, I'm just kind of here, but I'm not really that important. I'm just kind of rounding out the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now looking back at it, I'd be like, dude, shut up. Just be in the classroom. It's a great day. Just being quiet. But I was frustrated because I just wanted to perform so bad. I wanted it to be an upward trajectory, and it kind of went like my storyline became less, which has happened with other characters too, of course.
Oh yeah. Most of us.
Yeah. We felt similarly. We got to do more than you did, but we felt similarly in that way where like, you're like, you get hired for this job to do your job, and then you don't really get to do it to your full potential. You just don't feel like you're being used. And that is it's frustrating as an artist, because it's so hard to get a job in the first place. And then you're there and then you're like, well, let me show you, you know? Yeah. So it can be really frustrating. But
I was
again,
finally comfortable. I'm like, guys, I'm not nervous anymore. Like, let me do the thing. It's okay. I mean, it's just awesome that it happened. I was supposed to do 7 episodes and I did like 20 something episodes. So it's like,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you know it was going to keep going like that? Or did you find out from episode to episode that you were just still hanging?
It was episode to episode. It was literally like, we'd wrap an episode. I'd be like, I don't know what's going to happen. And then I get the phone. I get a script delivered to my house. I'd be like, okay, we're still here.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
and
a lot
then
of
they might take me out of an
for.
Episode. Like the next episode I wouldn't be in. I'd be like, oh God, is that it? Was that it? And then.
Well, you did disappear with no real explanation. Like what? Does that disappoint you?
Yeah, I mean, not at the time, because at the time I just felt like hot shit and I was like, I am a hot commodity now. Everyone's going to want me in their thing. And it was definitely cool for like a second, but right. And then you realize you're like, oh, like, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed like being on Glee helped me mostly, but there's times it's hurt me as well. There's definitely been times where people wanted me for a movie or something and they're like, yeah, but you were on Glee, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
okay, shit, got it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
But I was so ready to be myself. Like I didn't feel like that Team Jesus guy in my real life anymore.
Yeah.
And I remember telling Brad, I was like, hey, we're about to go on hiatus. I was like, is it cool if I cut my hair? And he's like, yeah, go for it. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, did I just
like cut myself out?
Did I just oops. But again, I was like, oh, it's gonna be so sick from here. And I've had my ups and downs, but it's been a great ride.
Yeah.
It's really, I'm not surprised, but it is really fascinating to hear like everybody, all of us had our own version of like that experience of, am I going to get fired?
Right.
Or like you and like Damien and all the people, new people coming in and going episode to episode wondering, like, are you going to be here the next 8 days again to do this episode? Like, what a wild and stressful. Luckily, we were all so young and like didn't really know any better. I think it was probably the saving grace of all of it.
Yes.
Because if it was now, I would be like, ask them when they need me. Like, am I going to be here? I don't want to wait around to like just wonder.
Yeah. And the like, stakes are higher now, I think.
Yeah. Go now, you know. We know too much.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a scary time.
I bet. Then,
yeah, it was just, again, just so many mixed feelings about everything, you know?
Right.
Because by the end, I was like, they don't even need me here. I'm going to go do big things.
Totally. Strike when the iron's hot. And we're like, we're hot shit. Like, let's go.
And I'm like trying to go for all these TV shows with dreadlocks. And they're like, this show takes place in the 80s. And I'm like, you can cut it. And you know, casting directors sometimes have no imagination.
Yeah, zero.
I think that
was the other thing too. I think as hard as all of it was, there was a magic with Brad, Ian, and Ryan, and Robert Orrick of seeing something in all of us that in ways that like we weren't getting jobs outside of that,
right?
You know, beforehand and during it, where like they saw some sort of uniqueness and specialness within all of us when other people weren't, which was also, I think, like, well, now we've been seen, so surely everybody else sees it too, right?
Yeah, that's a great way.
Like, no, there's just Ryan.
Totally, yeah. But you're right, we were really lucky. Like, yeah, I look back at it now and I'm like, what the hell else was I going to get? Like, the way that I was, like, who needed that guy, you know?
Yeah.
I think Ryan, seeing Chris Colfer in the initial audition and creating that role of Kirk for him was like the biggest indicator of how he was going to go about doing the show. Because, I mean, just how Robert had you come back again because he knew that you
there
had
was a
something.
Role for you. There was a part for you somewhere to fit into this group. Yeah,
like Glee needed Samuel Larson that. On the track,
right?
Sort of thing. Like it was.
Well, thanks to Mom for.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. How did you call Mom and be like, thanks, you're right. If you didn't make me do this tape, this MySpace audition, I wouldn't.
Oh, definitely. I was like, wow, how different things would be. Like, I was literally about to go out with some friends and she's like, you're not allowed to go out. And here's my camera. You have to make this. And good on her. Like, she just believes so hard. Like, my mom's the one that, like, when I was in high school and I found out, like, the guitar player from Jump for Show, they quit the Red Hot Chili Peppers. She's like, what's the singer's phone number? You need to call him. Like, you should be the guitar player. I'm like, what do you think is going to happen? Like,
I love that.
I love it too. And I need to, I really learned to like try to carry that possibility around with me because look, you know, here we are.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nothing is impossible.
Do you have a favorite memory from your time on the show?
Oh my God. Yes.
Please. Or a not favorite memory from the time
you're on the
show?
Favorite memory. I really enjoyed doing Night Fever. That was such a fun day. That was a really fun number. Of course, doing Stereo Hearts was
I'm
sure you know, like when there's silence in the room and it's time to do like some acting, it can be really daunting. You're first there, but when there's music and everyone's dancing, you can like hide behind the music. It was that really set me free. Like that was such a fun moment because I was like, this is what I do. Like here we go.
What were some of the ideas you had for songs that you wanted Joe to do, if you remember any?
Well, I know that Ryan knows how to like, I don't know, what's the best way to put this? He knows how to ruffle your feathers a little bit. Like I remember saying in like an interview that I wanted to do Human Nature by Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah. And I think he had known there was like a weird thing between me and Cord. Me and Cord were always like, either best friends or there was something weird. Mm. And I love that guy, but that was always the thing with us. I don't even know why, but I remember when he gave Human Nature to him and I was like, I know what you're doing. Or maybe I'm completely wrong, but like in my head, I was like, in my song, I really wanted to sing that song. Cause that's also like so what funny. Michael Jackson songs are in your range. Like that one is like,
truly,
you know, and you killed Michael Jackson.
Look, so I was also like, I couldn't complain because I got Michael songs, but I was like, damn, I wanted Human Nature.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that one.
Yeah, I get that.
Just to mention it, like, I think for every new guy that came in, Corey was just the best. Corey would just completely take you under his wing. Mm-hmm. I remember him just always coming up to me. He's like, what's up, TV star? How you doing?
Aww.
And would take me out to lunch and just really It was really easy to feel welcome with him specifically because I could tell he was paying extra attention to me to make sure I felt welcomed. And that was huge for me. And I saw him do it with others as well. Like I saw him do it when Blake joined as well. And I was like, I know what he's doing. Like, that's his thing. And I think that's great. And it brought out the best in me. Like, so, I see certain scenes. And I'm like, we filmed this like right after me and Corey just had lunch. And I think that's why I'm doing better because I was more comfortable having just hung out with him. So,
yeah. Across the board, I think every guest that we've had, every crew member we've had, has always mentioned the kindness that Corey personally brought to them. I mean, there's very few interviews that I think people don't mention that.
Yeah.
And it was a very quiet, he was quiet about it. Because you wouldn't even know.
It wasn't
know
showy. It. No. It was just a genuine feeling of like inclusivity for him.
He was a real leader on set in that way.
Yes.
And I don't think, like, I didn't necessarily realize it to the extent that he was doing that
being
until we started interviewing people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also him and I were the most consistent cigarette smokers. We smoked like every day. So we were always outside, just us two a lot of the time, smoking and bonding, and it was like our thing. We were, you know, let's go have one. And I think that helped a lot too.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the best reason, but it did help.
No, but it's definitely a, he's probably very thankful to have, like, oh, there's a guy I can go smoke with.
He's like, we can get crafty to get a cigarette. So I'm like, no way. That's awesome.
Wow. BTS.
That's so sweet, though.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We have a few, there's quite a few. We posted to ask some questions because you were coming on the show and some people wrote in. So we have some fan questions for you.
awesome.
Somebody's Tonic said, what was it like to film without shoes on?
I mean, that was just very inspired by me. When I was 17, I went like a whole year without wearing shoes.
Shut up.
That is 0% shocking.
I was living in a suburb at the time, so it wasn't as dirty. Right. Like when I moved to LA, I was like, we're not doing that at all. But, I don't know. I was playing in a band and I was very inspired by like Lenny Kravitz and Bowie. And I remember just thinking like, I didn't feel like I was old enough or masculine enough for boots yet, but I didn't like the old shoes I was wearing. And I was like, the only way I'm going to pull this off is I'm just not going to wear shoes. I'm going to make that a thing. And I remember when I made it to the bottom three on Glee Project for the first time, I came out barefoot and Ryan was like, he gave me a second chance. They didn't air this, but he gave me a second chance afterwards. And you know what he told me? He was like, he's like, you did the same thing you did in the audition. He's like, you're awesome. You're whatever other adjectives you use. He's like, but he's like, you are not vulnerable enough. And I was like, oh, that's what you want to see from me? I thought you wanted me to be a rock star. And he's like, no, I want to see you be vulnerable. So he said, go backstage, get your guitar, put some shoes on and come back out and do something else.
Put some shoes on.
Yeah. So, but then they wrote my character with no shoes. So I think that's pretty cool.
I think Ryan just had a thing about no shoes then.
He did, didn't he? I think he did.
Yeah. I think it was a personal
thing. Yeah. He's the opposite of Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh.
It was great. It was nice filming without shoes on. I was used to it.
I hear that.
How clean was the set floor? I don't know. There were a lot of people walking outside. That's true.
Kay Bell Zhao said, what was it like to play two drastically different characters, Joe in Glee and Zed Evans in After?
Well, Joe was they're both me. Joe was just me, like in high school. That's exactly who I was, very much me. And then Zed was who I am now, who I got to be when I didn't have to like make sure my parents were not mad at me and that I was trying to do the people pleasing thing. Like I knew in the back of my head, I was like, when I'm out of here, I'm going to cut loose and I'm going to be who I really want to be. So Zed was more of who I really am now. Yeah, so both me. Cool. But it was nice to play Zed because I was like, it was very much who I was not. They even like let me wear my own clothes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, if we're talking about clothes, that's what was really funny too about like Joe's wardrobe is like, even though it was very bohemian, it was like the nicest clothes ever. Like everything was so expensive. I was just like, he looks so like bohemian and yeah, but everything was like, those cardigans were like $1,000. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, you
know. I'll always be pissed. I had the cheapest wardrobe on that show. Everyone
no,
else.
No, you had some stuff from Barney's, Kevin. Don't you lie.
I had a scarf.
Don't
a
you lie.
A scarf.
That's, what about that dinosaur belt?
Okay, the belts maybe, but like I was wearing youth larges from like JCPenney. Of my button ups, and a lot of it was like Goodwill, and with my orthopedic slippers.
Some of your sweaters did smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Well, right. I'm happy Samuel had expensive clothing.
Expensive sweaters.
Whatever. I'll get over it one day. Amy AB wants to know: did you enjoy the Quinn Joe relationship?
Of course. There's always the thing of like, we knew we were going to have more camera time if there was some sort of love interest going on. So I was like, yes, there's going to be camera time as well. It was really fun becoming friends with Diana as well. And that was, I guess, Saving All My Love For You was maybe the closest that I ever got to like a solo, or duet, which was, I love how they arranged that as well, because we switched from like who was doing the high harmony. I just thought that was such a cool arrangement.
Your voices are so pretty together too.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm very proud of that specific track. But yeah, of course it was such a fun time. It was fun to really like, that's when I really felt like I was doing some acting because it was one-on-one and it was deeper, you know, if any scene in anything, like when it's one-on-one gets deeper than if it's a classroom environment or there's five people there. So it was nice to really dive in and she helped me feel more welcome as well. Like, yeah.
Friendly
it was,
Diana.
It was awesome.
I know.
Wind Dreamer Entertainment wants to know when we'll see an album or some new music from you. They miss your voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really sweet. You know, I feel like it's taken me this long to find myself as an artist, to be honest. I think I've gone through some things in life that I finally have like a lot that I want to say. And I've always had qualms with my voice. I think that's what's humbled me a lot in my journey is that, you know, we're talking Michael Jackson and Prince and Bowie. It's like the greatest of all time. And just knowing that I'm not them humbles me a lot. Knowing, you know, as a singer, like knowing your limits humbles you a lot. But I don't know. I think I have an EP that's coming out. I'm actually going to start campaigning the first single here really soon. And awesome. I think it's like the most me it's ever sounded. And it doesn't sound like anything else I've put out. It's just like, I found where I like to sing that I like my voice. And it's probably the music you'll walk away from not going like, oh, that guy's such a good singer. It's like, it's not about singing good as much as it's using my voice as a tool for like the art that I want to make. Oh, yeah. And I'm just really excited about it. I have an EP that'll be out probably in a few months. I'm going to drop singles until the EP comes out. It's going to be called When Love Kills You. And then by the end of the year, I want to have an album out. I think I was talking to a friend the other day. He's like, just do your first album. Like whatever you think it's supposed to be, just let that go. And just put out your first album. So
especially if you're in that headspace.
Yeah, that maturity. Sounds like the right one.
Yeah.
It's happening. I mean, they're just, it's, I don't know. And I produced it myself. It's the first thing I've produced everything myself. And I don't know. I just think I found myself and it happened later than I thought. And that's okay.
That is okay.
Yeah, but you
did. That is the journey.
There's something about, I love when artists who you know can like really sing, like you can really sing, like showing restraint or that like sweet spot that you're talking about. I love that when it's like, I know what you can do, but it's like even, I think.
For more, what the intent is or the motivation is behind it or.
It's harder, I think, to have that restraint and to like play within the part that you feel most comfortable in. I think it's harder to do that. Like you were talking about Glee Project when people came in the first week doing the most. You're like, no, I'm not doing that. I do think like Beyonce did on Renaissance. you know, that. You're just like Beyonce. Is
just
what I'm
like
saying.
Beyonce.
Yes. Yes.
Finally, I know that's what
she's
you wanted to hear.
Too, so that's cool.
Wow.
What is the feeling that Glee leaves you with?
Like as a viewer or as a part of it?
A part of it. Or both.
Felt very seen. Like you were saying, like felt very understood. Really felt like you, like they understood, yeah, like they just understood who I was and what my strengths were and where my vulnerabilities were. And as much as I wanted to like be myself currently at that time of my life as a 19, 20 year old, it's looking back on it. It's like, it's so cool that I got to represent who I really was in high school. And like, there's a lot of parallels there. And they didn't even know who I was in high school, but somehow they got my energy and wrote me as a teenager. And now it's immortalized forever. And like those messages that they gave Joe is like immortalized forever, which is really cool. And I want to mention this just because I said Joe. I don't know if you guys know this, but my character's name was Apollo until 5 minutes before my first scene.
That's right.
Wait.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that. And why do you know why they changed it?
Because it's not biblical, probably.
Oh.
I don't know why they chose Joe. There's a lot of really cool biblical names.
There are.
Joe, but I was like literally I was in the trailer, makeup done, ready to go. And then they're like, oh, we have one more change. Your whole character's name.
So, that is a huge thing. That's a huge difference. Thing.
Yeah, Apollo, I thought was so cool. But and then
I thought that's really cool too.
And then like, all right, let's go shoot it. And I'm just like,
who am I?
Hey, whatever, I'm here. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome
that's
to Glee.
That's Glee. In a nutshell. Guess what?
Yeah.
Well, we were so grateful that you said yes and, you know, popped on this week. It was so nice to speak with you. You brought such a nice, fresh, kind, cool energy and vibe and like confident vibe to our group. And so glad we were nice to you in the beginning.
You were.
But yeah, we had so many good memories on those crazy days and those crazy times. And we're just so happy for you and where you're at now. So everybody make sure you check out Samuel's singles and his EP and his album at the end of the year that hopefully will be out.
We're going to hold you to it.
Yeah.
Good. Now I'm accountable.
Yes, exactly.
But honestly, you guys, like, thank you so much for having me. Those memories I look back on are like some of the best times of my life, some of the best feelings I've ever had. And you guys were so instrumental to that. And just being able to even be a fly on the wall watching what you guys do. You guys are so talented and inspiring and just, yeah, really, really cool. Thank you.
Likewise. So nice. You haven't changed, and that's wonderful. Like, you've always, I hope people take away from this, like, how just nice you are and talented, because it was really nice to, like, be around someone and be like, damn, we gotta step up our game.
Yeah.
And it was so,
yes.
Yes, absolutely. Evident. And you made us better, and you were such a great addition. So thank you again for spending the time to talk about this with us today.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're the best. Nice. Good luck on the EP release.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hope to see you in person again soon.
Yes.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Thanks, Ariel.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I don't think that we got to talk to Samuel all that much towards the end because he left before the show ended. To hear his whole experience is so uplifting to me, I think. It was really nice to hear his appreciation for just where he was, despite some of the challenges and, you know, being a little bit underused. Like, we all felt that way because there were 50 of us at the time. Like, when he was on, but like, really, just, it's really refreshing to hear.
I also feel sort of bad because there was a disparity by the time, because I'm a broken record, but because we were sort of losing our minds by the time he came in.
Yes.
Like, or we had lost our minds by the time he came in.
That's why I keep saying I was so grateful that we were nice to him, because like, my memory is just so.
Yeah, I don't. Like, jumbled. There was a little window when Damien came in, and we had like a couple brain cells left.
Yes. And then by the time Samuel came in, they were gone.
Yeah. And so I'm glad he had a great experience. No. I do feel bad, like, that there was like, he probably came into such a shit show on our part.
But he's also such a big fan, which I also love, like, a lot.
He it's never so told
sweet.
Us that.
It's very sweet. Well, he did a good job covering it up.
Yeah. I have this like distinct memory of being at Cord's apartment, and Cord always had like a little like get together, not huge parties, but he'd have like, you know, with Glenn and everybody, like, we just have these little parties. And I remember it might've been like Samuel's first party with us or something like that. And I could see him sort of like being the new kid, like, but you're awesome. You're great. Like, don't worry. Like, we're all here together. There's none of that.
Right. You're not the new kid. You're just with us. Yeah.
But I just think it's probably so hard for people to like come into that, because I get like that now going into like new settings with a bunch of
people admire or respect or whatever it is.
And like, well, especially with us, we were absolutely clicky. And he was just so nice through all of it. Like, so
very
kind.
Very patient, kind, easygoing. Nice. Yes, exactly. Just like did his job. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're so grateful for Samuel to come out and coming on. It's so fun to have, like, be able to talk to all of our castmates again on the show and hear their experiences again. So thank you, Samuel. And thanks for joining us for another episode.
And that's what you really missed.
Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.